nice day, but it got a little warm for what the forecast was earlier. You know, it's supposed to be rain, so I don't think I was quite prepared for the heat. But anyway, it was a good day.
No, when the sun came out, it got a little uncomfortable. Jack, I want to talk to you mostly about Kumar Rocker, because today it appeared that he was completely on his A game. And it looks to me like on the college level, when he is on his A game, he is completely unhittable.
Yeah, it was just a couple observations. I didn't think he had some of the overwhelming velocity we've seen him have. He was like more of a, mid-90s, 94, 95 fastball today. But I think he realizes, how his stuff is from game to game. And so today, I think he said, okay, I'm going to be more of a pitcher. I think he threw a lot more breaking balls than I can remember. It seemed like a lot of curve balls. Some of the guys I was sitting with saying, wow, that's only 75 miles per hour. And I said, well, he's mixing in some of this off-speed stuff. And I just thought he pitched really pitched a great game. I bet you if we sat him down, he would probably say there were other times he had better stuff and he was more overpowering. But from a pure pitching standpoint, it was really really well pitched and fun to watch. And the other kid for East Carolina was very good also.
Yeah, and I'm told likely a second-round pick when the baseball draft happens, the kid from East Carolina.
I happened to be walking out with some friends who were sitting behind a few scouts, and they were talking about the East Carolina kid, and they said that he had been a reliever prior to this year, and he had had a little bit of an arm problem, and this is really his first year as a starter, so... he certainly pitched well. He gave up the one run, and then Vandy got the second run on the call at the plate was reversed, and that was a big insurance run. So very very well played game, and very very well pitched by both teams. Kumar is, he's what 13-3 now. I'm not sure. He's getting close to the single season record, I think, for wins. I think it may be 14, but I'd have to go back and think about it. But he's really matured, I think, over the last couple of years, where he's shown the ability to become just a more. Some days he was a thrower a few years ago, where he just had overpowering stuff and he's a pitcher now. He's quite impressive.
Jack, you've made that transition, even though it's been ages ago, from being a really successful college pitcher and then getting to the minor league level. If he came to you and said, okay, what is it I'm headed toward that I can't really understand, what would you tell him?
Well, the first thing, he's headed towards a much longer season. At the major league level, you're 162 games. If you're a starter and you're going out every 5 days, you're looking at maybe 35 starts, which is, probably, double of what he's used to currently. And even at the minor league level, 145 games, say you're with a 5-man rotation, the seasons are very long, and you have streaks where you mentally you get really exhausted, and then you have some periods during the year where you physically may just be whipped, especially in the summer months, depending on where you're located. But I think just he's a big, strong kid, and he's not going to have I don't think a whole lot of problem physically adjusting to the wear and tear. He's mentally it's more of a an adjustment, because let's face it, if you have a 5-man rotation, or there are 4 days where you're not playing, and that it's that's a lot of time. So you have to figure out, you know, what works for you to keep you on top of your game. And but I don't anticipate him having you know, much difficulty in adjusting. He's got a lot of former Vandy players who've made that adjustment, who he can call upon. I'm sure he knows, you know, David Price and Sonny Gray and Carson Fulmer. Some of these guys who come along, they've made the adjustment. Buehler, you know, they've made the adjustment from Vandy to the big leagues, and they're going to be able to help him, you know, with some advice. So,
tell me this, Jack, if I got the chance to look at a scout's notes on him, would it say something to the effect of can't miss, or would a scout be saying nobody can't miss? Here are the things that we see that need to get worked on. What do you think would be on that piece of paper?
Well, I think they would, rate his pitches, like on a 1 to 5 scale, you know, like 5 being the best. I would say his fastball is a 5. I would say his slider is probably, a 4-ish, curveball is probably, more like a 3. Control, I would say he's in a 4 category. Durability, he's probably a 5. So, they would be looking at him just, he's got great stuff. He hasn't had any physical problems at Vandy. Durability is so important in any sports. Is, being able to go out there, when your turn is up, you're able to answer the call, just day in, day out. And, look at the great pitchers over time. Your stuff will come and go on particular days, but they're durable. They're out there every day. And, I think that's, that's, to me, is the thing that's so impressive is his physique and his durability right now. I mean, he's seems like he's very durable. And I think his quality, obviously he's got some major league type pitches that's why, everybody's talking about him being a first round draft pick.
Hey, Jack, it's Jack Gentry. I want to finish up on Rocker with one question here. Chad Bishop, who is in communications for Vanderbilt, tweeted this out. Rocker's postseason number, 7-1, 51 innings pitched, 72 strikeouts, just 15 walks with a 1.59 ERA. Vandy's had some great pitchers come through that facility. David Price, Sonny Gray, Walker Buehler, just to name a few. Is there a pitcher, and maybe it's not in Vanderbilt's history, is there a pitcher in college baseball that consistently shows up and dominates in big games like Rocker?
I would say there might be a few. I think back in the day people talked about Roger Clemens in Texas, and I'm sure that over the years you could go back and say, here were some guys who are comparable, but his postseason stats are just phenomenal, and there may be, it's like they say, there may be some other guys in this class, but it doesn't take long to call this roll. So he's probably the top, I would say probably top 5 of all time. I mean, just pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's hard not to put him up there with some of the game's elite, even from the past. ECU's got to be frustrated. They've got to, that lineup has to be in a mental pretzel right now. What could they have possibly done better? Just 3 hits and 9 innings today against Vandy. And tomorrow, they're going out and having to face Jack Leiter. That can't be, the morale can't be very high in that ECU locker room right now. What is it about Leiter that makes him so effective?
Well, I mean, I'm not so sure ECU's would be demoralized. I think they would probably tell you, going in, they knew that, that if they could score 2 runs, their pitcher was going to happened probably, it was one of those days where sometimes your pitcher has to pitch a shutout for you to win. I mean, that's how good a Rocker is. And Leiter's not that far behind. You know, I would say the lineup of ECU is probably not demoralized. I would say the pitchers on ECU are probably sitting there going, well, wait a second, you know, if we give up one or two runs, we're probably not going to win. And that's, you know, where the pressure probably is, you know, for tonight and tomorrow. It's like on that ECU pitching staff, that it's like you cannot give up runs if you're going to beat these two guys. I mean, you just can't do it. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. I think ECU's pitcher today, Williams, you know, he came close to pitching a shutout, but even if he would have pitched a shutout, it's the game's in extra innings. And, you know, he's their best guy, and, you know, and he couldn't quite get it done, so I'm not sure they got somebody behind him who's going to, you know, be able to do what he did today. So I think there's a lot of pressure on that ECU pitching staff for tomorrow, but,
And Jack, you've been in the locker room. You've pitched in big games. What do you think Tim Corbin's message is to the team heading into tomorrow?
Well, I think Coach Corbin, you know, is very, you know, it's the next pitch, it's the next at bat, and so you incrementally, you know, try to progress, doing giving it your best for each one of these small increments, and if you do enough of them well, you know things work out. And Coach Corbin doesn't waver in his philosophy. I can't remember the young man who was starting. I think he was out in left field today. I think he drove in the one run on the fielder's choice. And the guys, I was sitting around, I was saying, what's he starting that guy for? And I said, you know, Coach Corbin is very interesting. Sometimes he puts somebody in the lineup where he just has like kind of like a premonition that they might be able to deliver today. And I've seen it a lot where, you know, a kid gets in a spot where he can do something productive, and maybe, you know, I think his batting average was 200 for the year, but yet he put the ball in play, knocked in the one run. I think he got a base hit after that. So, Coach Corbin, you know, he's just one of the best. I mean, he's, and that's, you know, his philosophy on keeping his team. He just keeps them steady. You know, he just keeps them just steady and you know, focused. And then they're just hard to beat.
Jack, really appreciate you taking the time to come on for a few minutes and share some of your thoughts. Appreciate it, and let's see what happens George, tomorrow.
George, I appreciate this. This has been the best 10 minutes outside of the last final out. This is the best 10 minutes of the day because the air conditioning is feeling very good. So take care, and we'll probably see you tomorrow.
It's good that you got your priorities in line, Jack. Talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, it's all about us, you know. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Have a good day.
Jack Newsmer was one of the best pitchers.